Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business-minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting-edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Welcome and hello once again to Passion for Business. My name is Sharon McLean and I'm your host today, where we'll be sharing practical, bite-sized business tips you to digest and act upon. Today our topic is the art of pricing, and many business owners out there may think, what is pricing all about? Well, today we're going to go on a journey where we're going to discuss the value of pricing, the results of pricing instead of cost. I'm going to share something with you called the KWIC method, which stands for the quick method, and I'm going to share with you how you can communicate to your customers without feeling guilty. So you can either sit back and relax or get a pen and paper and take some notes. And for those of you who want to comment or call into the show, the number is 646-668 8471, and if you'd like to comment on Twitter, it's at SharonBWE, or you can comment on our Facebook page, Business with Excellence, or you can email me, info@businesswithexcellence.com. Our chat room is open, so you can put your comments in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. And after the break, we will also be taking questions and comments. I'd also like to let you know that during the show, once you put your questions or comments in, the first 5 people to respond will have a free 15-minute pricing strategy call with me, where I'll take you through pricing strategies. So let's get stuck in and talk about the value of pricing. Now, pricing and money has very much mixed emotions when it comes to people. Some people feel okay about charging a price, others don't feel confident about charging a price. What I'd like to share with you today is that business is based on needs and wants. So someone will have a need or they'll have a want, and your job is to meet that need or want with your product or services. So my question to you today is, how much value does your work bring to your customers? So when you think of value, what problems are you actually solving for your customers? Are you saving them time? Are you saving them money? So those are the two questions that you need to answer in terms of putting a value on your pricing. What is the value of your work? So in my work, I offer training and mentoring, and I help my customers get confident about business. Now, you can't put a price on confidence. You can't put a price on the skills that they may acquire. So in terms of my pricing, I look at the value that I am offering to my customers, and I put a price on that. I also look at the problems that I'm actually solving. So the types of problems might be helping them put a business plan together, helping them do some marketing, helping them look at their financial procedures, helping them look for customers. So any problems that they've got, I'm here to solve. I would like you to think the same in your business. What actual problems are you solving for your customers? And I'm going to go through some strategies with you on how you can actually price. Now, the basics of pricing is all about you setting a price that you feel comfortable with, and that's where we have the value. The higher your self-worth is and your confidence is, the price that you will charge. You're worth it. You might have studied for your profession, so that has been a cost. You might have a particular skill or a particular area of experience or a particular expertise, so that is valuable. You might have a particular reputation in your industry. You might be considered as the go-to person or the person who knows a lot or the person who provides products of such a high quality. So your reputation goes before you. So that is value. And it's important that when you look at value, you don't look at it in terms of price to start off with. You look at what are you bringing to your customer? What benefit are you bringing to the customer? In marketing, we talk about features, which is what the manufacturer designs or what you offer. But when you're marketing and communicating with your customers, it's really important to list out all the benefits so that they can see the benefits of doing business with you. So let's look at some pricing strategies. One of the ways that you can price is by income. So you could decide how much income you want to make for the year and then divide that by the total numbers of hours that you're available for work. So a quick example of this, if I wanted to earn $30,000 a year, I would divide that by 52, which is the number of weeks in a year. That would equate to £577 per week. Now, I would divide that by 5 days if I was working for 5 days, so I would need to make a minimum of £115 per day. And if I was going to put that down to hours, if I was working for 5 hours, I would need to be charging £23 per hour. But that £30,000 is based on if I was working every week of the year and for 5 days. And in reality, as business owners, we have time out for holidays. We might have time out to do other things apart from getting money for the business. We might have to do our administration, our marketing. So once you've got that figure, you know that that is your lowest figure that you can actually work to. And say, for example, you were doing a training session. You know that if you wanted to get the $30,000 for the year, you know that one of your training sessions would have to be a minimum of £577 if you were going to do just one training session per week. So that's how you would do your pricing based on income. There's no right or wrong way to price. It's entirely up to you and entirely up to what your market is dictating. So that's one of the ways you can price, by the income that you want to earn. The other way that you can price is you can research the market, and you can research the market by looking at what the highest price that is paid in that market for that product or service and what the lowest market price is. And you can decide where you want to charge. If you go at the higher end, you have to make sure that your customers who are purchasing those products and services are wanting it, and they're wanting it really badly, because people only pay when they're satisfied. If you're going for the middle, that means you're going to be taking people from the high end and the middle end. And if you go for the lower end of the market, you're focusing more on quantity in terms of quality. So, for example, if you went to your local supermarket, they might have prices at the lower end so that they can have more customers buying and make a profit. And this also depends on the type of service that you offer. Another way that you can price is that you can actually look at your accounts. You can look at your accounts over a period of a year and see what has done really well, what has sold really well, what have people wanted, and you can use your accounts to work out your price. There's a quick method that you can actually use, and the quick method, KWIC, is what I call know what it costs. So if you are going to put on an event and it costs you a certain amount for the venue and you want to make a certain amount, you need to divide up your costs. So for example, the easiest way that I can explain the quick method, the KWIC, which stands for know what it costs, is if you were to make a cake and it costs you £10 for the ingredients, you might say to yourself, okay, I want to add a profit as a percentage. So you might say, I want to add 50% or even 100%. So that cake has costed you £10 to make. If you want to make 50% profit, you would charge the customer £15. And if you wanted to make 100% profit, you would charge the customer £20. But you don't have to stick at this rate, because there are many products and services that have a profit margin of 100%, 200%, 300%, 400%. The thing that comes to mind are things like clothing and also mobile phones. They have a low cost to produce, but because of the way they might be marketed, it might be a designer out there, that might be more expensive to buy because it's promoted to a higher end of customer. So that's another way that you can actually cost. Now, if you sell a range of products and services, you can have a range of products and services that you cost at different prices. And I don't know about you, but some industries, you have this bronze, silver, and gold option. The reason people offer this option is because they may have different types of customers who might be sensitive to different prices. So, for example, the bronze option might be the lowest rate that you might charge to your customers. Or if you had family and friends, you might offer them the bronze rate. You're still offering the same service or product, but it's a lower rate, or you might have something less in that package. The silver rate might be a certain product or service that you might want to offer to people in certain areas or different groups, or you might want to add on something additional that the bronze might not get. And the gold rate is something that you might want to offer to private companies, organizations, or a customer who is willing to pay a premium for your service. So when you're pricing in this way, you have to take in mind what your competitors are charging. You need to take in mind your experience and expertise. So if you're a new person just coming to the market, charging the gold rate may not be ideal, but if you can communicate your experience and your expertise and you build up a reputation with your customers, they may be willing to go straight in at the gold rate. Also, you have to look at the type of clients that you're working with. Would they be willing to pay for these services? You also need to look at the demand. Is there a demand? And the higher the demand there is for your service, the higher you can charge, because people will be willing to pay. Another thing that you have to look at when you're pricing, I hear so many people price and then they say, oh, I charged the wrong price, because they haven't allocated the amount of time that a job takes. So you could have a standard rate that you charge, and then if you're going to offer additional services, you add them in as expenses. Now, if your customer doesn't want to pay two lots of payments, you would work it out and then just give them a bespoke quote with all the costs involved. So that would be the cost for your value, for your time, and also for your expenses. And one tip that I want to give you, customers are not afraid of paying. But it's important that at the beginning, you share your costs. Don't leave it till halfway down, but right at the beginning, when the customer wants to do business with you, you share your costs, your charges, and you discuss your rates openly. And if they don't like the rate, they won't use your services. But don't take that personally, because each customer is coming to you because they have a particular need or problem that wants to be solved. When you go out shopping, you decide what you want to spend based on what you like, based on the quality. And it's no different in business. Not all people will buy from you. But don't put your rates according to customers not wanting to pay. Because if you do your research and you are fulfilling a need and solving a problem, there will be someone out there that will pay. Also, if you have expenses, again, you discuss those with your customers and you incorporate those into your overall charges. So just to cover so far, we're talking about the art of pricing. And there is an art to it, and it really is studying your market, listening to your customers, knowing your worth, and giving value. So we're going to be opening up our chat room. So if anyone's got any questions that they'd like to ask about pricing, about charging, please feel free to put your questions through and I will answer them after the break. The chat room is open. You can also email me on info@businesswithexcellence.com. You can comment on Twitter @SharonBWE. And you're listening to Passion for Business where we share practical, bite-sized business tips. So we're going to have a break now, and when we come back, we're going to be taking questions and also going over the areas of pricing. So think about your pricing strategy and what you want to achieve. Remember that your business is building the economy and you're giving a product or service that is valuable and of worth. See you after the break.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearls, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back to Passion for Business, the show where we share practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. And today we are talking about the art of pricing. For those of you who are just coming to the chat room, thank you for submitting your questions. We've talked about the basics of pricing, where you can charge according to your income, you can research the market, you can use your accounts to work out your price. You can ask your potential customers and test market to find the price that they'll be willing to pay. And it's important for you to know your worth. I do have a method called KWIC, which stands for quick, and it means know what it costs you. So work out what it costs you, and then you can charge your customers. But customers will always pay when they are satisfied. So let's go to some questions now. If you want to call in, the number is 646-668-8471. And we've also got our chat room open where you can write your questions. And the first 5 people to write their questions in will receive a free 15-minute pricing strategy call with me. So you can email me at info@businesswithexcellence.com to receive your strategy call. Right, so we've got our first question. When starting a small business, what is a reasonable margin for profit? Okay, well, it depends on the industry that you're in, but what I would say is always look at your cost price, and then you can increase it anything from 10% right up to 100%. If you're looking at reasonable when you just start and you're getting people to relate to you, I normally meet halfway in the middle, so I'd go for maybe 50%. But it's important to know your profit margin because you want to know the area that you're making profit. If you have a range of products, you can offer different profit margins. So for one product, it might be 20%, another product, it might be 50%. And the ones that your customers really want and they really love, you could make much more higher. So profit margin is entirely up to you because it's your business, but make sure your customers are willing to pay. Another question here, what advice would you give so that businesses impress and not frighten potential customers? Okay, what I would advise there is before you even start talking about pricing, you build your relationship with your potential customers and you show them what it is that you're offering them, and then you ask them what it is that they would need in return. And then you look at the market and you look at your skills, your experience, your expertise, the reputation, how people speak about you, maybe the study that you've done to offer this service or product, and you package it in a way that the customer would pay. Because as I said before, the customer will pay when they are satisfied. So if you look at what's happening in the market, maybe the high end, the middle end, or the low end, and you look at what area you would like to price your products and services. Again, it's choice. I know a lot of people are nervous about pricing, and I'd like to share with you how not to feel guilty. Someone's written in, how do they not feel guilty about charging the prices that they feel they're worth? Well, the way to do that is to communicate value and benefits to your customer. But also, you may have to deal with your money mindset, because you might have a mindset about money that makes you feel embarrassed to charge. But if you think about when you're going to a shop, you don't think twice about what you'd like to buy, because you want it, so you will buy it. And that's the same attitude that you have in business. You're providing a product or service, you should get paid for it. Another question, do you believe in having a loss leader, and is it a good way to attract customers? Again, if you're starting out, I wouldn't say a loss leader is not beneficial. Sometimes if you want to get people in to try your business, you might have special discounts to get your potential customers just to get to know you and trust you. So in that case, you might want to offer something that is of value, but maybe a reduced rate for customers just to try you out. But you have to decide who your target audience is and what you'll benefit from doing that. And I think if you have a target audience in mind and you think that you'll benefit from doing future business with them, then it might be a way of getting them in. So drawing them in to try what you've got to offer, and then they will become your customers. Something that comes to mind is when people do demonstrations in the malls or the supermarket, they may give you a sample of what the product or service that they want to promote, and then they'll give that to you for free, so that's included in their marketing cost, and then they'll also give you a voucher as a discount to try the product, but that will just be as a one-off, and then if you like the product, you'll be a regular customer and you'll buy that at the normal price on a regular basis. So in that case, I'd encourage you, if you're going to start with a loss leader, only have it for a short period of time to entice the customer just to try your products and services, and also give yourself the opportunity to see who are the types of customers that you want to meet their needs, and then you'll be able to see, this is my market of customers. We've had a comment from Facebook, and this lady has said that pricing is more about self-worth and it is influenced by sex. I would definitely agree with this. Your pricing is all about your worth. Don't just price low or price high because you feel like it, but look at what you're actually bringing to that client or that customer. And look at, if it wasn't for you offering that service, what difference would it make to the customer or the client? So yes, look at your self-worth and look at the skills that you've got, the expertise, the influence, and price accordingly. It's also about demand and supply. So if you've got, for example, you're selling tickets for a concert, if someone wanted those tickets tomorrow and the ticket price was a high price, but they really want to go to that concert, they will pay the premium because the demand is very high. So again, you need to look at the demand and the supply. Last question here. If products aren't selling well because of their prices, what is the best thing to do? This is a really good question. immediately you might think, lower the price. But it might be that you need to repackage or remarket what you're selling to a different type of customers who will place value on the service. You see, pricing is really the end result. The most important thing is meeting the needs and the wants of your customers. And when you can get really clear on meeting their needs and their wants, you'll be able to charge a price that is beneficial for you for profit, is beneficial for you in terms of your time, and also beneficial for you to keep the economy turning over. So just to end with, the two questions that you need to consider at all times when you're thinking about pricing is, how much value does your work bring to your customer, and what problems are you solving? And if you can write a list of those two questions by answering them, you'll be surprised of the different pricing, premiums or strategies that you can come up with for different customers. So you can have different types of customers offering different types of packages. And what I mean by this, you're not diminishing your service, but you price according to the value and the rate and the market. In my business, I have a price for my individual customers. I have the price for the companies I work with, so my private companies, and I have a price for charitable organizations. Same service, same quality, but different pricing strategy, and that works well for me. So I'd like you to think about what pricing strategy you are going to use now for your pricing, and don't feel guilty because you are worth it. Okay, so I want to thank you for listening to The Art of Pricing, and if you want your strategy call with me, you can email me info@businesswithexcellence.com. And if you're in the UK, our next live event will be on Monday the 25th of April. It's called Pitch, Market and Sell, for business owners to come and promote their products and services. Also for you to give you an opportunity to talk to customers, and you can also meet with me and have a free 15-minute mentoring session. If you'd like to book for this, www.pitchmarketsell.eventbrite.co.uk. Next week we'll be back at 9:30 p.m. GMT time. Please feel free to share with others. And we'll be talking about financial consciousness. And I will have a special guest on the show who will be sharing that with us. So I want to really thank you for listening today. And I want to thank you for joining the chat room. Thank you for emailing, tweeting. And please keep in contact as we go forward in business. Thank you all once again.
Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Business. We trust that you were inspired and will tune in again for Passion.